Оле, чека!
Feeling, Max?
Oh, much better, thank you. Anything new from Betty Oyskin?
Well, he's safe at the hospital, but he's still unconscious. We got the men who tried to kill you.
Oh, good. Did they talk?
Well, they didn't know anything. They weren't regular Chaos personnel. They were hired from an agency. Part-time killers. Hello? Hello?
What are you looking for, Chief?
Internal security keeps meddling with the equipment. Why do they have to change my phone into something different every day?
Well, you can't be too careful in times like these, Chief. Look, why don't you just call down and ask the fellas in internal security where the phone is?
Call them on what, Max?
Right, Chief.
I've been over the whole room and I can't find it.
Did you look in the clock?
Don't be ridiculous, Max. It wouldn't be in the clock. So that's where it is.
Where, Chief?
In the clock, Max. Hello. Speaking? Oh, yes, Mr. President. No, sir, not yet, but we're still trying. Well, yes, sir, I know, but if I had a little bit more time, I... Well, yes, sir. Yes, I understand, sir. Goodbye.
What did he say, Chief?
I'm being temporarily replaced as chief.
What?
The president is afraid the people would panic. He thinks it would be wise to appoint a man with more experience, more imagination, more daring, more wisdom.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. After all your years of courageous and dedicated service, this is an outrage.
Thank you, Max.
And one more thing, Chief.
What?
Would you recommend me for the job?
I'm recalling Admiral Hargrave to active duty.
Admiral Hargrave? Who's he?
He was Control's first chief. There's a card on him in the files.
Admiral Harold Hargrave, in espionage business for over 65 years, started out with his own company, Harold Hargrave and Sons, Spies. Entered government service in 1909, became chief of control and retired in 1946. Hobbies? Chess and burying old buddies. Now 91 years of age. 91 years of age and he's still active?
Yes, I understand he gets up every morning and takes a two-hour walk to his office.
Where's his office?
Right across the street from his house. That's a secret entrance. It must be the Admiral.
How do you know?
He's the only one that knows about it. Glad to have you aboard, sir.
Oh, you'll have to speak up, Thaddeus. My hearing's not what it used to be. All my other senses are fine, though. Oh, good afternoon, madam.
Help you, Dodson.
Thank you, folks, lady.
I'd like to have you meet Agent 86, Maxwell Smart.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, I've heard about you.
Thank you, sir.
No one else available, huh? Well, I'm sorry about my taking over, Thaddeus.
Well, it's good to serve under you again, sir. Any new developments?
Oh, yes. We think that we've located the Chaos Broadcasting Station. Do you have an Area 3 map?
Yes, sir, we do.
Oh, good. And a pointer?
Oh, yes, sir. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, we think that... Don't you have a longer pointer than this?
Yes, sir, here.
Oh, fine. Thank you all the same. Now, our tracking unit tells us that the radio station is approximately in this area. Uh-oh. List a little to starboard, doesn't it?
Admiral, why don't you just come over here and sit down and take it easy in the chief's chair?
Oh, thank you. I'll have to do that. Would somebody give me a little push? Thank you.
Admiral, what was the president's decision on the ransom?
Oh, well, I talked to Herbert about that just a few minutes ago.
Herbert? Sir, Herbert Hoover is no longer president.
Too bad. I thought he showed a lot of promise. Well, anyway, whoever it was authorized me to pay Chaos the $1 billion that they have demanded.
But, sir, Chaos will never turn over the formula to us. They'll just take our money and then sell the formula to our enemies.
Hey, that's right. You know, you're a pretty good thinker, boy. And a good catcher, too. Boy...
Admiral, I have to agree with Agent 86. We cannot pay the money.
Well, exactly how dangerous is this formula?
Well, sir, within 24 hours, it could dry up every lake, river, and stream in the United States.
We'd be at the mercy of any country that had water.
Bootlegging would come back. People would start making bathtub water.
Well, we'd better try to solve this case before the chaos deadline. I have a plan. Thank you.
Sir, you were discussing some sort of plan?
Well, this actor fellow, Beda Yoiskin, is the key to the plan. We've got to get him to talk somehow. What is his condition at this moment?
Well, I was about to call the hospital when you came in.
Well, then proceed. Full steam ahead. Ding, ding. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Max. I think we're on to something.
What did you find out, 99?
Well, I was going through Betty Oiskin's clothes, and I found something that puzzles me. In the pocket of one of his jackets, I found 6 laundry tickets.
So what?
Well, Max, why wouldn't he use the hotel laundry? This laundry's a good 2 miles from here.
You're right. That is strange.
And another thing, Max. Oh, hold on a minute.
Chief, something's happened. 99 is in trouble.
It may be a matter of life and death. Hurry, Max. We'll go in my car. While you leave, Admiral. It's locked. We're going to have to break it down.
We can't do that, Chief. We'll have everybody on the floor out here. We don't want to attract attention. She's gone, Chief.
She must have discovered something that Chaos didn't want divulged.
Well, maybe she left a clue behind. She's been working with me a long time. She must have picked up something. Chief, look at this. I know that face.
Max, that's Betty Oiskin.
I know that's Betty Oiskin, Chief. But I mean, I've seen that face somewhere else, on somebody else.
But where? What? The room is...
Chief, are you sure the room is bugged?
Yes, but I have a plan. This is our chance to save 99.
Gotcha, Chief. Great plan.
You haven't heard it yet.
I know, Chief, but I got a lot of confidence in you.
Chaos knows that either one of us can lead them to Betty Oisken. Now we go back in there and let them overhear that one of us is going to him. Chaos captures the one who goes and the other follows.
One of us goes, one of us follows.
Right.
And one of us already knows who goes and who follows.
You go.
Now both of us know.
Pardon me. Can you tell me how to get to 1235 Alcazar Street?
I'm sorry, but I don't know.
Then I'll show you. Let's go, Mr. Smart. We're going to switch cars in case we're being followed. You're heavily guarded. Don't try and escape or you'll be shot. Get in.
Hotel.
In the very next room to Betty Oisken's. Let's go.
Hold it. We'll take the gun. Just act as if nothing happened.
Good work, Chief. I knew they couldn't lose you, no matter how many times they switched cars.
Max, you can't do that. Whoever is in there might kill 99.
Oh, you're right, Chief. Open up, it's me.
It was a clever way of getting in, Max.
Yes, well, you see, Chief, me is always someone everybody knows. Are you all right, 99?
Untie me, Max.
Have you got a knife?
There's one in my pocketbook.
Which one is the knife? The comb, the compact, or the mirror?
The knife, Max.
The knife? That's clever.
There's nothing in his pockets but this laundry ticket.
Is it Three Brothers Omniwash?
Yes.
There were six of those in Betty Oisken's pockets.
99, you follow this up.
Right, Chief.
Max, I've got to get back to control. You bring him in.
Right, Chief.
Thank you.
hours have gone by, America, and we have yet to hear from your government. Therefore, we deem it necessary to start demonstrating the horrible power of formula 6076767. First, we'll dry up small bodies of water to prove the power of the formula. Then, unless our demands are met in the next 41 hours, we will proceed to dry up America's most essential bodies of water, the Mississippi River, the Colorado River, and all the Great Lakes. This is Mark Danderfield speaking for Chaos Incorporated, a Delaware corporation.
A Delaware corporation?
Tax purposes. Max, we've got to move fast. What did you learn about our prisoner?
Name's Henry Frack.
Henry what?
Frack! Has nothing to do with Chaos.
Chief, I checked out the laundry. It seems legitimate enough, but I'm still keeping it under close surveillance.
Nothing but dead ends. 099, this is Admiral Hargrade, who's now in charge.
How do you do?
It's still the clock, Max.
Hello. Maxwell Smart here. What? You're kidding. Hold on. Chief, Chaos has just struck and struck hard. They've dried up Florida's two largest bodies of water, Lake Okeechobee and the swimming pool at the Fountain Blue Hotel. Hello, anything else? I see. Thank you. Admiral, the whole country is in a panic. The network says the switchboard is swamped. We've got to do something and do it fast.
Well, our chances are slim. Hopeless. We're facing imminent disaster. I must go on the air and speak to the public.
What are you going to tell them?
That everything is fine. Oh, I better go and call the president right away and ask him to go on the air with me and reassure the nation. Would somebody give me a little push? Thank you, my dear.
Thanks, Larry. What is it, 99?
They're bulletins, Chief. People all over the country have started hoarding water. Water prices are skyrocketing. The governor of California just put a 10-cent tax on water. Mexico has offered us all the water we need.
Tell them thanks anyway.
Our only hope seems to be Russell Betty Oiskin. And yet if he regains consciousness, we have no assurance he'll talk.
How odd it is that the destiny of our country should be in the hands of an actor. Who would ever have thought that could happen? No, I don't even know what this man looks like. Is he a well-known actor?
Well, if you saw his face, you'd know him.
I have a picture of him, Admiral.
Well, you must be quite a fan to carry around a photograph this large.
Oh, no, sir, you see, it's
Wait
just...
a minute. This man looks like Dr. Waldo Smith.
I'm afraid you're mistaken.
Wait a minute, Chief. Of course, that's it. The mustache.
What mustache? Betty Oiskin doesn't have a mustache.
No, but Dr. Waldo Smith does.
Russell Betty Oiskin is my brother.
Then your real name is Waldo Betty Oiskin.
No, Russell's real name is Smith. He changed it to Betty Oiskin when he went into the movies. You know how actors are.
Was your brother ever in this laboratory?
Oh, yes.
Then he had access to the formula.
Well, yes, but I can't believe he would steal it. Not Russell.
Chief, the Admiral's on television. He's going to introduce the President.
Have you a set?
Yes, right over here. Pardon me.
And so I repeat, fellow citizens, there is no cause for alarm. Not over an hour ago, we located and captured the television station from which Chaos was broadcasting. It was located right here. Uh-oh. In the middle of the Arizona desert. Yes, that's the place. And now... I take great pleasure in bringing you the President of the United States. But first, a word about a deodorant that really works.
Hello. Yes, this is the Chief. What? We'll be right over.
What is it, Chief?
Betty Oiskin just came to, but the doctor doesn't know how long he'll remain conscious.
We better get over to the hospital right away, Chief.
That's right, Chief. If Betty Oiskin has regained consciousness, we'll want him to talk to us, not Chaos.
That's right. Let's go. How is he?
He's regained consciousness, but he's terribly weak.
Mr. Betty Oiskin, I'm Maxwell Smart. Remember me?
Who has the formula? Please, you've got to tell us. It's the only way to keep Chaos from killing you. Max, he won't talk.
He can't talk.
He wants your pen. He wants to write something.
I don't think he has the strength.
Just write the name of the man who has the formula.
No, it's too strenuous. I can't let him exert himself anymore.
Please.
He must rest.
What has he written, Max?
I can't make out his handwriting. Can you, Chief?
No, I can't.
Well, it's a good thing we're in a hospital. All we have to do is to get hold of a pharmacist. Anybody who can read a prescription can read anything.
Please, could you talk outside?
All right, Doctor. But if he regains consciousness, please call us.
Looks like initials to me. Wait a minute, Chief. That's it. He didn't have the strength to write the full name, so...
Max, the man on the crutches. He's a Chaos agent. Stop.
Old gun in the crutch trick.
No, Chief, I can't leave you.
I'll be all right, Max.
No, Chief. Nurse! Nurse! Nurse, this man has been hit. We've got to get him into a room. Surgery.
Have you got hospitalization? Do you have your card with you?
Well, no, you see, you don't understand. He didn't know this was going to happen.
He'll have to go to the admittance office. You have to leave a deposit.
But he's been wounded.
Well, I'm sorry. Those are the rules.
Well, look... Could I buy a dollar's worth of bandages? Chief, it's ticking.
It's a foot grenade. 99, get out of here. It could blow up the whole floor.
Right,
it's going to explode. Get rid of it, Max.
Right, Chief.
You've got 10 seconds.
What?
You've got 7 seconds.
That was a close one, Chief.
I'm proud of you, Max. I'm sorry.
Don't try to talk, Chief. Try to save your strength. Oh, Max.